My buddy Kim dropped in at my place without any prior notice. She began, "God sends messengers to convey important information to us?" I stared at her, confused, unsure of what she meant. She continued, "My friend told me that Gavin, the person who attacked you, was captured for robbery and put in jail. While there, he got into a brawl and his opponent slashed his eye with a blade. The damage to his eye has left him without sight in it, resulting in a distorted and unsettling appearance. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, 'I will take revenge, I will pay them back,' says the Lord." Bible, New Living Translation, Romans 12:19. Following Detective John's advice, I decided to go to church and seek refuge in God after the assault, hoping it would help ease my fears and allow me to live without fear. Once Kim left, I began preparing my outfit for church. We were always encouraged to dress in our finest attire when attending services to honor God in His sacred space. I chose my black and white dress, a pearl necklace, and a matching purse, all imitation Chanel pieces I had found at a consignment store on Capitol Hill. I added black stockings and a pair of black pointy-toe leather pumps to complete the look. Afterward, I went online to check the bus schedule for traveling to and from the church. I stepped off the bus and headed toward the church. As I stood at the entrance, my spirit longed for a moment of spiritual renewal, yet my earthly desires tempted me. I craved a cigarette and a cannabis joint. The battle between good and evil within me was intense. Tune in tomorrow where mischief never sleeps. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards, Diaries.